You are invited to join us this Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church to worship God and study His Word. At 9:30, Pastor Bob Enyart's verse-by-verse Bible study will help you to gain new understanding of God's Word. The Bible study is followed by a time of fellowship at 10:30, then join our worship team in praise and worship of our Creator God at 10:50, followed by Pastor Enyart's sermon. Denver Bible Church meets at Two Roads School at the corner of Oak and 72nd Streets in Arvada. Join us this Sunday at Denver Bible Church, and bring your Bible.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. 6 days until the election. Yesterday's show, the ultimate anti-Mitt Romney show. So today, Will Duffy is back for part two. Will, welcome back to Bob Enyart Live.
I'm back because we are not done.
We're going through looking at your arguments over the last year used in debates online about why it's wrong to vote for Mitt Romney.
Right, so let's continue. Yeah, I wrote that most people know that I think voting for Romney is a moral issue. Mm. And I had to put in parentheses, excuse me for thinking that supporting someone who supports the killing of innocent children and has single-handedly done more to advance sodomy than any politician in this country is a moral issue.
Yeah, excuse me for that.
Sorry about that.
Don't know where I'm coming from.
But, I said, I also think that voting for Romney is about the most foolish strategy I've ever heard of. You mean to tell me that voting for increasingly liberal politicians, you know, Bush, then McCain, then Romney. Mm. So you mean to tell me that voting for increasingly liberal politicians is going to slowly bring us back to conservatism? Right. How does that work again?
Right, right, right.
It's wild stuff. So sometimes I do polls, and this was a poll I did. Two men are running for president of the United States, and both men are racist. Mm. Both men want to return to slavery to fix the economy. So candidate A wants to enslave 100% of blacks in the country, and candidate B only wants to enslave 99% of blacks in the country. He doesn't want to enslave the mentally handicapped. Who would you vote for? So this is weird. There were three options, candidate A, candidate B, and neither. 100% of the people voted neither.
Neither.
I just don't get it. What's the difference?
Yeah, because fewer people will be enslaved with B. Fewer
people. Right. Where's the mathematical calculations that people bring out every 4 years?
Right. And it turns out that morality does not involve mathematical calculations.
Right, absolutely.
Right.
So I did another poll, and a lot of people did not like this at all. Mm. Two men are trying to break into a school. One guy is trying to break in because he wants to kill all the kids inside. The other guy is trying to break in because he wants to kill just some of the kids. Which one would you help break into the school?
Romney.
I mean,
that wasn't one of the choices, right?
No, but
it was A, B, and neither.
Right. And so everyone voted neither, and everybody tried as hard as they could to describe how this analogy does not fit with voting for president. Mm. And they all failed. Mm-hmm. They all failed. Mm. It's a perfect analogy. Mm-hmm. Which one are you going to help?
Right. Because Romney wants to kill. I mean, he explicitly states it, and he's become more bold as the election's gotten closer. Right. In the primary, he's a conservative. In the general, he's a moderate, and then he'll govern as a liberal.
Right, so that we get into that. So an article came out a couple of weeks ago where Romney says that abortion is not going to be part of his agenda. He's not going to do anything for abortion.
Right.
So I posted one of the articles, and I said, ignore this story, nothing to see here. It's just the equivalent of a politician in the 1800s saying that slavery is not part of his agenda. No biggie, let's focus on the economy.
Right. Of course.
And then
and the Christians always say, well, he's just saying that to get elected. And it turns out, no, actually, he's saying it because it's true.
Right.
And you're the one he lied to. He's not lying to the liberals. He's lying to you.
So I posted another article about this exact same thing from some other website. And I said, skip this article. It's only the equivalent of a politician in Nazi Germany saying that the Jews are not on his radar screen. Just focus on how bad Obama is and everything will be just fine.
Right.
That's all we got to do.
Yep.
So it's interesting. After Romney came out and said that abortion is not on his radar screen, pro-lifers in this country freaked out. They did. They didn't know what to do with themselves. So some website online claimed to have spoken to the Romney campaign And the Romney campaign said, oh, don't worry, that's not true.
Right.
So
that was all a scam. We reported on that at the time, but go ahead.
Of course. So everybody jumped on that like white on rice.
Right.
And that was their savior.
Yeah. So Romney doesn't support abortion for health reasons.
So here's what I had to post. I said, I have a small favor to ask of everyone. If you're trying to get me to vote for Romney, please stop telling me what his campaign workers say. I'm not voting for his campaign workers who are paid to clean up for Romney when he accidentally tells the truth on the campaign trail.
Right.
Which is exactly what happened.
Right. Exactly.
The truth came out.
Yeah. And that was the Susan B. Anthony group.
Wow.
That scammed for Romney.
Right.
Right.
And he wouldn't sign their pledge. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
He won't sign their pledge during the primaries if they're still going to support him.
Right.
So I decided that I kind of had enough and I wanted to put my money where my mouth is. So I challenged people online. I said the first person that can name any politician with a worse record than Mitt Romney on both the issues of life, which is abortion, and marriage, homosexuality, wins a $250 Visa gift card.
Oh, wait a minute now. Could I try to win this? $250. That's a lot of money.
You'd be wasting Visa your time.
Gift card. Wait, let me see. Name any politician with a worse record than Mitt Romney on life and marriage. Wow. So Romney instituted homosexual marriage.
Single-handedly.
And he funded, authorized funding, tax-funded abortion on demand.
Right. $50 a pop.
Wow.
So I said, in order to win, you must first like this post and then provide the name of any politician in the country who has done more against the issues of life and marriage. And I said, and please share this with all your friends so they have a chance to win too. Now, this spread like a wildfire.
Wow.
And people
what a
were,
good idea, Will.
People were excited, and I was like, you know, let's what do we got to do to get people to talk about this? Mm. So people had an answer right away. Everyone said, I win the $250, Barack Obama. Barack Obama. Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
Right.
So I quickly said, okay, here's what Romney has done. So show me what Barack Obama has done that's worse, and you win the money.
Yeah.
They came back.
Where did Barack Obama implement homosexual marriage? Where did he do that?
They said, well, he wants to. And I said, well, this is about records.
Right.
That's what the contest is about.
Right.
So then they would say, well, none of this matters. Romney's changed his mind and we need to vote for Romney. I said, okay, well, I guess you don't win the $250.
Right.
So few days later.
And you're saying any politician.
Right.
With a worse record than Mitt Romney. Any
so
politician.
I will get into
like
that
Ted
more.
Kennedy. Anybody.
Well, this would be current.
Hillary, anybody. No, but it doesn't matter. Nobody's right. done worse than that.
Right. So I have a $250 Visa gift card update a few days later. I said, so far, no one has provided any names other than Barack Obama, and no one has succeeded in showing that Obama's record is worse than Romney's record on the issues of life and marriage. So I said, the fact that no one has provided any names besides Obama is a scary thought. Does this mean that the guy picked to run against Obama is the one guy in the country whose wicked record is closest to that of Obama's?
Yeah, what a good point. Why didn't they put like Hickenlooper? Why didn't they put Arnold Schwarzenegger? I mean, Obama's the only one they could think of.
So I wanted to accomplish two things with this, and I did. Number one, I wanted to make people realize how bad Romney's record was, and they did. And number two, I wanted them to realize that they were voting for the two people with the most wicked records in this country. Those two are up for election. Mm. Wouldn't it be interesting? Wouldn't it be cool if we had the two people with the best records up against, and we were arguing over which one we were going to vote for?
Right, right.
So I think the only other person that had a legitimate try was Governor Jerry Brown of California.
What do you mean? Oh, somebody proposed his name.
An attempt that his record was worse than Romney's, and that one went to the cards. It was a good fight. It was a good fight.
But
Mitt Romney wins.
Mitt Romney
unanimous.
Was worse. Will, this was before your days with BEL, but we interviewed / debated Jerry Brown on the show, Bob and Live, years ago.
Did not know that.
And it was very interesting, but long time ago. Got to go back into the archives.
Right.
So
I reminded people one day that I said, FYI, the R does not stand for righteous.
Mm.
Stands for Republican.
Republican.
So this is interesting. We had the VP debate. Everybody thought this is so great. We have the VP debate. Can't
right,
wait.
Right.
So I watched a little bit of it. And Biden said something interesting in the debate. So I posted the next day that people have been telling me that I should vote for Romney because he picked a pro-life VP, pro-life vice president.
Mm.
Well, Biden said tonight that he believes life begins at conception. Mm. So I guess that means I should vote for Obama because he picked a pro-life VP.
Right. What a good point.
All these standards that people say I have to follow, if we put them on the other side, they say you don't follow them.
And you know what? Biden is undoubtedly lying to us, right? He doesn't care when life begins.
Right.
But Paul Ryan says he believes life begins at conception, but he's supporting Mitt Romney killing babies who Paul Ryan says are living, innocent human beings.
Right.
So in reality, Paul Ryan bears the greater guilt than Joe Biden, because Biden is only saying this because he's just a liar. He's a political prostitute.
Absolutely. Well, Paul Ryan did the equivalent of running with Hitler and saying that he believes Jews are persons, but his views don't matter. We're going to go with Hitler's.
Right.
That's what Paul Ryan did.
Right.
So I said one day that the reason Republican presidential candidates take the position of rape, incest, and life of the mother exceptions to abortion is this. There's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You have McCain, pro-abort. He takes this position.
Right.
Romney,
even
pro-abort.
Even though he's totally pro-abortion, he just says that's his position.
Yeah, Romney's a pro-abort. He takes this position.
Right.
There's a reason, and here's what this reason is. If they take a no exceptions position, they know they're going to lose the votes of people who believe in the exceptions.
Mm.
But if they take an exceptions position, they don't lose the votes of people who don't have exceptions.
Right.
So here's what that means.
Right.
This means that those who have exceptions to abortion are more dedicated to keeping those exceptions legal than those without exceptions are to abolishing abortion completely.
Right. They're more dedicated. And it reminds me of George W. Bush when South Dakota had a bill that would ban abortion. He said he opposed it because it doesn't have his exceptions. So then they sinned. They introduced another bill with exceptions, and Bush still didn't support it. Because in reality, those exceptions are a window to his soul, and he really doesn't care about child killing. That's the truth.
Right. So the reality is it's pro-lifers that have determined what position Romney is going to take.
Right.
That's the reality.
Right. Pro-lifers are enabling him to be a child killer.
So after the VP debate, I put this online. Was anyone else disappointed last night when Paul Ryan said he believed blacks were persons, but then followed by saying, quote, with exceptions? People literally freaked out. Paul Ryan didn't say that. Paul Ryan's not a racist.
Right.
Well, of course Paul Ryan didn't say that, but he did.
He did.
Just to a different group of people.
Right.
What is the difference?
Right.
Obviously, the story of Jessica Ridgway received international attention. Mm. Horrendous took place here in Colorado. And so it was very fitting. It's very fitting. So I said, I see all the emotion and passion, including my own, being exerted for precious Jessica Ridgway, who was dismembered. She was found dismembered.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, imagine if people, including myself, had that same emotion and passion for the little boys and girls dismembered daily in the womb, the abortion holocaust would be ended overnight.
It would be ended. And Will, think of this. Mitt Romney supports dismembering kids like Jessica Ridgway. Mitt Romney will kill children, young girls like Jessica, only young enough that we don't give them a name usually. We don't really recognize them.
Right. And so I talked about that. Here's a couple of things I said. I said, how many people are planning on casting their vote for a man who supports dismembering Jessica Ridgway if she was just a little bit younger?
Wow.
That hits it right to the heart.
Right.
And they are. That's what they're doing.
That's all these Christians who have prostituted themselves. It's like Satan saying to Jesus, come up here, look at all the kingdoms of the world. I'll give you all this power if only you will agree to support me when I'm going to kill just one child. Just one. Will you agree? I'll give you all this power. You could fix America's economy. You could fix our foreign policy. Just support me killing this one.
Right. So a lot of people referred to the man who dismembered Jessica Ridgway as a monster. So I said, I absolutely could not agree more. But I said, these same people that are calling him a monster support abortion and support candidates who support dismembering children. So I asked a simple question. How old does a child need to be before dismembering them makes you a monster?
Wow.
How old?
Wow.
No answer, of course.
They won't answer because obviously then Mitt Romney is a monster.
Absolutely.
And he is a monster. When he stands before God, he will be judged as a monster.
So another mock conversation. This is a typical conversation with a Christian today. So I'll ask a question. Would you vote for someone with a radical left-wing record? And the Christian response is, I'm not sure. It depends. And I say, well, it depends on what? And they say, are they a Republican or a Democrat?
Right.
They got to know that first before they make their decision.
That is just so good.
So I put one day that I just told my wife that I am pro-fidelity with exceptions, and she is not happy.
Right.
So, of course, I didn't really say that.
Right.
But this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
When we apply this whole lesser of two evils thing or exceptions or whatever to a separate issue, to a different issue,
yeah,
people get it. Would you be okay if your spouse was pro-fidelity with exceptions?
Right.
Or would you never tolerate that,
I'm
not even once?
I'm going to be faithful except on Thursday nights.
Of course, you would never accept that.
Right. But I'm not going to kill children except for the ones I do kill.
Right. Back to the VP debate. Everybody said, you know, Paul Ryan won the debate. So I asked, would you praise a politician in Nazi Germany for quote-unquote winning a debate while he argued that he would kill less Jews than his opponent? That is the equivalent of what they were doing.
Right.
Paul Ryan, I'm going to kill less than, right, you know, Biden. And
right. And that's why the Bible, of course, says that the wolf in sheep's clothing is worse than the wolf. I mean, the wolf is bad. The wolf will kill that innocent lamb. The wolf in sheep's clothing is invited in and then goes ahead and kills even more.
Of course.
Right.
So I wrote one day, this is the story of my life. In 2004, people said, Will, you have to vote for the lesser of two evils. He only supports killing 10,000 kids, but the other guy supports killing 50,000 kids.
Mm.
2008 comes around. Will, you absolutely have to vote for the lesser of two evils. He only supports killing 100,000 kids, but the other guy supports killing 500,000.
Mm.
2012 rolls around. Will, you must vote for the lesser of two evils. He only supports killing 1 million kids, but the other guy supports killing 5 million.
Mm.
And I said, am I the only one that sees the problem here? How exactly is this progress? It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly is going to turn this around again?
Mm.
And this sure looks to me like what Romans 3:8 warned us not to do. And it says, and why not say, let us do evil that good may come? Mm-hmm. As we are slanderously reported and some affirm that we say, their condemnation is just.
Yeah, so you don't do evil that good may come.
The lesser of two evils argument has given us increasingly worse candidates.
Mm.
Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I added my own little side note. This includes resisting the temptation to vote for Romney.
Wow.
You can do it.
Wow.
It's funny. There's a lot of, obviously, a lot of political TV ads. And there's a bunch of ads where Obama's talking about how pro-life Romney is. Mm. So I put, is anyone else tired of these Obama ads lying about Romney being pro-life?
Yeah, because all these Romney-bot conservatives are angry at the Obama ads lying about Mitt Romney, but they don't mention those ads at all.
Right. They say every ad Obama says is a lie, except when he says Romney's pro-life. No, yeah, they're all lies.
And they say Romney's 100% pro-life.
Right.
Romney's going to end all abortion.
So funny.
And you don't find these Christians saying, that's not true. They're lying about Mitt Romney, which, of course, they are.
Right. So
some lies just have to be told.
So one day I put, the only pro-lifers who split the vote are the ones who vote for child killers. People were telling me that voting third party is splitting the vote. Uh-uh. They're the ones that are splitting the vote.
Mm.
When pro-lifers decide they're not going to vote pro-life, they're the ones splitting the vote, not me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this kind of goes back to a little bit what we talked about yesterday, is everyone kept telling me ad nauseum, I'm trying to find a perfect candidate. So here's what I said. For anyone that has a problem with President Obama, let me know when you find the perfect candidate. All you hear from these Republicans
right,
are the problems with Obama.
Right.
So I said, hey, let me know when you find a perfect candidate.
Right, right.
Turning their argument back on them so that they can finally see.
And Will, this is such a bogus argument because we, say Doug McBurney, say Bob Inyart, we have endorsed, voted for, campaigned for so many lousy politicians over the years. It's not true to say that we're only willing to support a perfect candidate. That's just flat out not true. I'm voting for Tom Hoefling. I think he's a good candidate. Mathematically, he has a chance to win, right? He's on all over the country. And so Tom is not a perfect candidate, but he's with the America's Party, and he's godly, and he's 100% pro-life. So I'm voting for Tom Hoefling.
Right. So the first debate, Romney wore a red tie and Obama wore a blue tie.
Yeah.
And I figured that's what you do. I guess that's what these guys do in the debates.
Right.
So I'm watching another debate. Obama has a blue tie and Romney has a blue tie. So I was like, that's interesting. So I wrote online, is Romney's inner Democrat coming out with the blue tie? It was hilarious. You may recall that Obama in one of the debates said that Planned Parenthood does mammograms, and everybody jumped on that. So I decided I was going to jump on that too, because they don't.
They don't, right.
So I said, I need to clear something up here. Planned Parenthood, the evil organization that Romney gave permanent power to in Massachusetts, does not do mammograms.
Right.
It was advantageous. Why focus on Obama's statement when Romney gave Planned Parenthood permanent power in Massachusetts?
Right. Put him on the state health board to give tax-funded abortion on demand.
Yeah. If you want to know more about that, check out RepublicansAgainstRomney.com or ProLifeProfiles.com/Romney.
Right.
So a Romney abortion ad came out about a week ago, and I linked to it, and I said, don't miss Romney's new abortion ad where he ends the lie that he wants to end abortion and reaffirms that the economy is way more important than these little children. That ad is unbelievable, and it was tailored towards some state, some group that he wanted votes for, and it showed where he really stood on the issue.
Right.
Everybody was telling me, Will, you have to vote for Romney because you have no idea that this country will not survive 4 more years of Obama. So I thought about it logically, and I said, well, if we can't afford 4 more years of Obama, I can't imagine how bad 8 years of Romney would be when you have two guys with very similar records.
Right. And people saying that usually are only thinking about money. And even the American Enterprise Institute came out with a study for 50 years after World War II. It's the Republicans who have been outspending the Democrats. Now we'll have to see if anybody could beat Obama's record. That'd be quite a challenge. But it is possible. The Republicans so far have been up to the task every time they get in office.
Right. So I was a little tired of hearing that Romney changed his mind, Romney changed his mind, Romney repented, Romney converted, blah, 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 which of course he hasn't.
Right.
So I said this one day, I said, so let me get this straight. All a politician has to do to get your vote is tell you he's changed his mind on everything he's done in the past. Is it literally that easy? And of course not. What if Obama did that? Oh, right. All of a sudden Christians would be voting for Obama? Right. No, of course not.
Yeah. Hillary says she's pro-life.
So this is interesting. I'm going to make my first debate prediction here. From what everyone is telling me, it looks like Obama is going to win in a landslide. Let me explain. People were interested. Oh, this isn't good. And I said, well, everyone tells me that if someone doesn't vote at all, they're voting for Obama. And everyone tells me that if someone votes third party, they're voting for Obama.
Right.
And everyone also tells me that if someone writes in their vote, they too are voting for Obama.
Right.
So I said, I may not be a math scholar, but if Obama gets all his votes, plus all non-votes, plus all third party votes and all write-in votes, this is going to be a slaughter.
Right.
So that's some interesting logic there, right?
That's funny.
So Obama claims to be a Christian, yet all my friends tell me not to believe him because of all the evidence to the contrary. They have things he said here and videos where he said this and he did that. Yet Romney claims to be pro-life, and all my friends tell me I have to believe what he says despite all the evidence that I have against it.
Right.
I don't think I can take the hypocrisy anymore.
Right.
What's the difference, right?
Right.
So one day I wrote, as a Christian voting for Romney, to God, and I said, don't worry, God. I know what I'm doing here. He's going to fix the economy. I just couldn't take it anymore hearing that. I can't be concerned about the economy right now. I just can't. Better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice.
Right.
How true is that from Proverbs?
Yeah. Yeah, and how sickening when the issue is blacks that are owned as property or Jews being gassed is the Christian leader who says, but we got to think about the economy. How sickening. What could be more repulsive to God than that?
So I asked one day, does God ask us to win at all costs or obey him at all costs? And here's the reality. God doesn't ask us to win. That's his job. We are asked to obey him at all costs. So when I vote, all that is another opportunity for me to obey God.
Wow. That's just so encouraging.
Speaking about money, you know, come election time, I always remind myself to not get too caught up in the economy and how the different candidates will affect my future financially because, quote, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And the love of money can make it easy to forget about the current Holocaust in this country.
Yeah.
And I think that is a plague right now.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I wrote, when you remove the mask on what many Christians are calling political pragmatism, you find moral relativism.
Wow. And moral relativism means God doesn't matter.
Right.
It profanes God.
So people were you know, explaining this pragmatic approach they have to politics and why we have to vote for Romney and this and that and the other thing. And the reality is when you remove that mask, you have moral relativism.
And then those same people will vote for Obama eventually.
Oh,
just like Obama
won with years.
Millions of pro-life votes and Christian votes, millions.
Imagine telling somebody back in the 90s, in 2012, you will be fighting tooth and nail for someone worse than Bill Clinton.
Right.
They would say, no, not in a million years.
Never. And here they are.
Right. Mitt Romney makes Bill Clinton look like a far-right conservative.
Right.
Kidding me?
Right.
So one day I said, the arguments to vote for pro-choice politicians have become so weak, I can't imagine where they're headed next. Mm. I predict that very soon, the argument to vote for one politician over another will come down to which one's wife is more pro-life. Wow. That's how weak these arguments
are. That's where we're headed.
So, Bob, have you ever heard of the NPV translation of the Bible?
It's like the NIV?
No, it's the new political version.
Oh.
So here's Romans 12:21 in the MPV.
Yeah.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with the lesser of two evils.
Oh, I like that. The new political version.
Yeah, and here's 1 Thessalonians 5:22 in the MPV.
Mm-hmm.
Abstain from every form of evil except the lesser of two evils. And someone commented, someone named Timothy, hilarious.
Yeah.
He said he checked the textual apparatus on 1 Thessalonians 5:22, and he said, actually, it says, abstain from every greater form of evil. It's great.
That is funny.
All right, so let's up the ante. Let's say Romney only supports killing one child as president, just one, and he'll accomplish it by executive order. That's got to be way better than Obama, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that one child Romney supported killing turned out to be your son or daughter, would you still support him?
Mm-hmm.
This is important because Christ said, love your neighbor as yourself. Do we really love our neighbors as ourselves?
Wow.
I also wanted to clear something up one day, that we do not have a two-party system. People keep telling me we have a two-party system. No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
We have a one-party system. I would love a two-party system.
Yeah.
We have one party, two choices.
Right.
I had an epiphany one day, too, that people tell me that it appears I support Obama because I'm against Romney, which makes no sense. But that's a symptom of the misnomer that if Obama is evil, his opposition is automatically by default good.
Wow.
Which is completely false. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of Obama is the beginning of compromise.
Wow.
Now, something occurred to me. Christians literally don't stand for anything when it comes to voting. And the proof is this. No one will give me any disqualifying issues. How could they? Because they could not vote for their candidates.
Wow. Well, and Tom Hoefling, who I'm voting for. I don't know who you're voting for.
I voted for Tom Hoefling.
You did already. He said, nutritionally, you are what you eat. Politically, you are what you vote. So if you vote for a child killer, you are a child killer.
Right.
You are. You're willing to support the killing of innocent children for your pocketbook. Or even just to be a kingmaker, to play. The lust of the flesh. Will, thank you.
Welcome.
Very powerful. The Ultimate Anti-Romney Show, part two, concluded. God bless you guys.
You are invited to join us this Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church to worship God and study His Word. At 9:30, Pastor Bob Enyart's verse-by-verse Bible study will help you to gain new understanding of God's Word. The Bible study is followed by a time of fellowship at 10:30, then join our worship team in praise and worship of our Creator God at 10:50, followed by Pastor Enyart's sermon. Denver Bible Church meets at Two Roads School at the corner of Oak and 72nd Streets in Arvada. Join us this Sunday at Denver Bible Church, and bring your Bible.
You can support the ministry of Bob Enyart Live by subscribing to Bob's monthly Bible studies, monthly videos, monthly sermons, or monthly classic TV shows at kgovstore.com. You can also support the show and make a monthly or one-time donation by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.